Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
There's an American flag on the moon. We never looked at such a pretty moon.
It's just the beginning, you know we've won the race. Oh, glory will soon be all over the place.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, was formed in 1958 by an act of Congress. Right from its inception, its administrator has been a political appointment, selected by the president and confirmed by Congress. When the presidency changes, they are out the door with the outgoing president. Thus, on January the 20th, Bill Nelson and his deputy, Pam Malloy, were out of a job. Now, Donald Trump's pick for administrator is Jared Isaacman, but he has to wait until later this year for congressional approval. Now, Isaacman is an entrepreneur, pilot, philanthropist, and twice-flown commercial astronaut. In the meantime, Trump has appointed Janet Petro as the acting administrator. The former engineer and Army helicopter pilot had been the director of the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Now, when Elon Musk Doge, D-O-G-E, with them running amok, civil servants need to be aware of Trump's mantra.
Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again.
Remember when, in July of 1969, Neil Armstrong stepped out onto the lunar surface?
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
And later, Neil read the plaque bolted to the landing leg of the lunar module.
For those who haven't read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, it came in peace for all mankind."
Well, here we are now in 2025, and those for all mankind sentiments are fading. During the celebrations for the landing last Sunday of the Blue Ghost 1 craft on the moon, Janet Petro made this comment.
Thank you so much, Nilofer. You know, it's always an honor to be joined by NASA leadership, and joining me now is NASA Acting Administrator Janet Petro. Janet, how are you feeling with less than 24 minutes to go until landing?
I can't tell you how excited I am right now to get to be here and experience the landing on the moon. What that's coming up is very, very exciting. So I'm very excited for this moment.
Same here. Now, Janet, can you tell us why it's important that we maintain an American presence on the moon?
Well, I think this administration really wants to keep America first. And I think the way that we keep America first is by dominating in all the domains of space. And the space domain of space we're going to capture recently tonight is going to be on the surface of the moon and around the moon. So as long as we keep dominating that space, I think we're going to be putting America first. We're going to make America proud. We're doing this for the U.S. citizens. So very exciting, and I really think we need to keep pushing forward. And as it's been described all this evening, the Commercial Lunar Payload Services, this program, which marries NASA, a little bit of seed money with the commercial private industry, bringing them forward, building that lunar economy. Building that economy is what's going to make us dominate in and around the moon. So we've got to do it.
Notice that in 90 seconds, Petro twice said, "Keep America first," and three times used the word "dominating." Well, she could have said the gentler word "leading," like leading the world, but she used the abrasive word dominating. I sat up when I heard that and thought, this is new, jingoistic language from NASA leadership. I wasn't the only one to notice this. Not long after the Blue Ghost landing, a press conference was held. A French reporter asked about this. Nicolas Fox is Associate Administrator for NASA's Science Mission Directorate, a position she has held since February of 2023. She is not a political appointee, but maybe she can feel Musk's doge breathing down her neck. Here's Nicolas Fox.
Our next question comes from Issam Ahmed with Agence France-Presse. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. And perhaps one for Nikki Fox, if I may. We did hear earlier from Janet Petro that about how this is for America first and for U.S. citizens. It just felt like a notable departure from some prior shift in the rhetoric from talking about for all humanity and all mankind. And I was wondering if that's now NASA's position.
There was a question, and we cut it off before I had a chance to answer it, which was about the America First question. And I just wanted to say, you know, we are very, very proud of our CLIPS program. It was started in 2018. The idea of the CLIPS program is to build a sustainable space economy with U.S. businesses. And so that has not changed at all. We're extremely, extremely proud of the work that our U.S. Commercial companies are doing in partnership with NASA. When we talk about Artemis, we are going back as a global community. That is why we have the Artemis Accords. And so, you know, we encourage all of our partners, the U.S. partners and allies, but together with NASA and with our U.S. companies, we are going to lead the world as NASA does and continue to inspire moving forward, doing great science, doing great exploration together.
A circumspect Nicolas Fox. Now, can we expect the next astronaut to step on the moon and say, "We come to make America great again"? Well, the world, apart from half the voting population of the United States, has long ceased to expect Trump to be truthful and consistent. But he does sometimes tell the truth.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, this is the Space Show with Andrew Rennie.